there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This month, Jerusalem's World Holocaust Remembrance Center, Yad Vashem, along with Israel's permanent mission, will unveil a Book of Names exhibit which commemorates the millions of victims murdered during the Holocaust. Developed by Yad Vashem, it features in alphabetical order the names of 4.8 million Holocaust victims recorded with their birth dates, hometowns, and circumstances in areas of death pending available information. The exhibition is being set up at the United Nations headquarters on January the 26th. The day before International Holocaust Remembrance Day. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Yad Vashem Chairman Dani Dayan, and Israel's permanent representative to the United Nations Gilad Erdan will attend the exhibit's unveiling ceremony. The display at the UN headquarters will run through until February the 17th. It will then be permanently displayed at the Yad Vashem Museum in Jerusalem for public viewing. Meanwhile, in Germany, honorary citizen of Berlin and Holocaust survivor Margot Friedlander has been awarded the Federal Cross of Merit from the governing mayor of Berlin, Franziska Giffey. In a statement, Giffey expressed her gratitude towards Federal President Frank Walker Steinmeier for honoring the recipient's services, adding that at the remarkable age of 101, Friedlander's life stands as testimony to the persecution in National Socialist Berlin, the fate of her family, and the Holocaust. A sculpture of Friedlander was unveiled at the ceremony, which will be placed in the Coat of Arms Hall in the Red Town Hall and open for public viewing. Referring to the sculpture, Giffey said that it recognizes Friedlander with a place of honor in the city and its inhabitants, which also assures all Berlin Jews who were expelled, deported, or murdered by the inhumane Nazi regime that they always have their place in the city hall. The annual report on anti-Semitism from the World Zionist Organization reveals that for the first time in a decade, anti-Semitic incidents worldwide has leveled out, despite 10 incidents reported daily. According to the report, the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Movement BDS organization is a significant factor in spreading anti-Semitism around the world. And during 2022, anti-Semitic incidents originating from Europe and North America recorded approximately 46% and 39% respectively, compared to slightly more the previous year. It also reported a decline in anti-Semitism in the United Kingdom compared to a year ago. During the last decade, it noted a constant decrease in the number of anti-Semitic incidents in Russia. However, from a study carried out at the beginning of the year, it was determined that anti-Semitism is still deeply rooted in that country. The overall study also found that 13% of respondents do not want to see Jews at all. Carnegie Hall, Manhattan, New York will this week, in commemoration of Holocaust Day, host a concert featuring many songs written by Jews imprisoned in concentration camps and ghettos during the Holocaust. Featuring prominent Broadway personalities and performers such as Harvey Fierstein, Chita Rivera, Mikhail Yashinsky, and Joel Grey, the one-night-only event titled We Are Here, Songs from the Holocaust Performance will take place on Thursday. Each song will be introduced by a presenter who will introduce a brief personal story relating to the Holocaust. Presenters include Jack Klieger, the president and CEO of the Museum of Jewish Heritage, and Scott Richman, director of the New York and New Jersey branch of the Anti-Defamation League. Proceeds from the performance will be donated to the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Manhattan. Organizers say they hope to stage the event countrywide and also in Europe, where songs will be performed at the sites of the ghettos and camps where they were originally composed. And on February the 19th, the Jewish Arts and Culture Ireland will host an evening event in the city of Cork. The event's performances will reflect the immigrant experience of the island's Jewish community, which will include performances in Jewish arts, music, and poetry. The celebration will include an interview with special guest film director Lenny Abramson, a Yiddish song sung by Yiddishist Vivi Lax, and a story performance. Other performers include Brian Connor from Belfast and Simon Lewis from Carlo, with poetry from his collection Jewtown, set in Cork. Cork is estimated to have had around 500 Jews at its peak in the 1940s, but it dwindled due to immigration. Many Israelis have moved to Cork in recent years to work for companies such as Apple, which has kept a continual Jewish presence going in the area. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.